15, the pregnancy of DT in the evening. Text 24. Eta sham sadhi sandhyayam.
Eta sham sadhi sandhyayam.
Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavana. Parit Bhuta Parsadhir. Vrishnatiti Bhutarat. Itasyam sadhi sandhyayam.
Itasyam sadhi sandhyayam.
Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavana. Parit Bhuta Parsadhir. Vrishnatiti Bhutarat. Itasyam sadhi sandhyayam. Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavana. Parito Bhuta Parsaridhir. Vrishnatiti Bharata. Bhutarat. Judges. In this period, sadhvi, O chaste one, sandhyayam, at the junction of day and night, evening, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, the personality of God. Bhuta Bhavana, the well-wisher of the ghostly characters. Parita, surrounded by Bhuta Parasabi, by ghostly companions. Brisena, on the back of the bull carrier. Atati, travels. Bhutarat, the king of the ghosts. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. No translation. Siddhi Vatare. C'est si de la chair, si de la chair. C'est bien communiqué. Non, c'est pas chier. C'est des choses, c'est chier.
We have chier.
Translation and purport by the Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Shiva, the king of the ghosts, sitting on the back of his bull carrier, travels at this time, accompanied by ghosts who follow him for their welfare. Let's repeat. Lord Shiva.
The king of the ghosts,
sitting on the back of his bull carrier, travels at this time, accompanied by ghosts who follow him for their welfare. Lord Shiva, or Rudra, is a king of the ghosts. Ghostly characters worship Lord Shiva to be gradually guided towards a path of self-realization. Mayavadi philosophers are mostly worshippers of Shiva. And Sripa Sankaracharya is considered to be the incarnation of Lord Shiva for preaching godlessness to the Mayavadi philosophers. Ghosts are bereft of a physical body because of their grievously sinful act, such as suicide. The last resort of the ghostly characters in human society is to take shelter of suicide, either material or spiritual. Material suicide causes loss of the physical body. And spiritual suicide causes loss of the individual identity. Mayavadi philosophers desire to lose their individuality and merge into the impersonal spiritual Dharmajyoti existence. Lord Shiva, being very kind to the ghosts, sees that although they are condemned, they get physical bodies. He places them into the wombs of women who indulge in sexual intercourse, regardless of the restrictions on time and circumstance. Kashyapa wanted to embrace this fact upon deity so that she might wait for a while. That is the end of Srila Prabhupada purport to text 24, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, entitled The Pregnancy of Deity in the Evening. Hare Krishna. So, Kashyapa Muni is a Muni, so he knows. He knows the importance of time. Kashyapa Muni knows the importance of time. He knows how everything is very important. Everything. Itasha. Sabi Sandhyayam. Sandhya. Sandhya. Kashyapa Muni did not call his wife Prabhu. He addressed a woman here as Sadhvi, not Prabhu. Sadhvi. This is what you see in the scripture. Sandhyayam. This time is not good for sexual activities. At twilight, 6 o'clock, goes as passing. From 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, ghosts passing at that time. Lord Shiva is moving at that time. Between 6 in the evening to 8 is a time for ghosts. The people who are in the garden at this time, at the garden, at the park, garden. Like here in Mauritius, you see junctions, and people are putting demigod worship there. It's very bad. It's not good. When we are at this place, at this time, we are open to be possessed by ghosts. And if one is having sex at this time, it is certain that the soul that will enter there is Lord Shiva's associate, ghost, rakshasa, rakshasis. Bhuta bhavana, bhuta bhavana. This is Lord Krishna's name, but the title is given to Lord Shiva also because of his kindness. He's very kind by nature. Bhuta Bhavana. Right? Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavana. Lord Shiva is very, very kind. Very, very
very kind entity. He has great compassion.
Therefore, to give solace to those who are grievously sinful.
That is the proper word.
Those who are grievously sinful. Who are they? Those who are committing suicide. Committing suicide is cheating. That is why the punishment is very high. Suicide. Why people commit suicide? Why? What's the reason people commit suicide?
Nobody loves me.
Right? Nobody loves me. But why nobody loves you? Because you don't love anybody. We give back what we are giving out. We get the result of everything we do. We are not offering love to people. We will never get love from anybody. So it is our own fault that we are not giving love. Therefore, we are not getting love from anybody. So we should be ashamed not to mention this to anybody. That nobody loves me. It's a shame that you don't love anybody. I say nobody loves you. Karmis, they say, give us never lack. If you give, you never lack anything. If you are giving love, you will get it back. That is the principle. The things which we don't have in our life are the things we are not giving to others. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. Therefore, what am I living for? Let me just die. Suicide. In the Western world, you see, people are living alone, only with dogs. How are you not be lonely? And Papa said, we take care of dogs very nicely. Dogs, we take care of dogs very, very nicely. Make friendship. Make dogs our companion. Then we kill the cows. What kind of civilization is that? You will not be loved by anybody because you are giving hatred. See, we get back hatred from people. Hatred. For those who are giving hatred. So nobody loves me. It's our fault. And we're not giving love to people. We're not caring for people. Even Hare Krishna devotees. Devotees are burnt out. Burnt out means what? When devotees are burnt out, what does it mean? When there is no grease. When there is no grease in the vehicle, what happens? All the bodies will break. Yes, they will break. Is it not? The bodies in the vehicle, they will all break because no grease. Iron is rubbing iron, it will break. But when you put grease, they will not rub each other because there is a solution to make it smooth. Similarly, when we are not taking care of each other as devotees, we'll be dry. We dry and break into pieces. So devotees are using the word burnt out. How can a devotee be burnt out? A devotee cannot be burnt out. Burnt out is not devotional. It's not Christian consciousness. To be burnt out, depression, frustration. Very common these days, devotees are using what? Depressed. Depressed. How can a devotee be depressed? It's like Prabhupada said, don't be depressed, because even me, my godbrother, they give me depression, suppressions, and what? Compression, depression, suppression. But I'm not burnt out. I'm not burnt out. Why? Bhakti. When there is no bhakti, we'll be depressed. Which is the victimization of material energy. So you see, this material, people are constantly struggling to avoid the obstacles offered by material energy. That is not civilization. That is simply a struggle to exist. A struggle for existence is considered civilization. It is not civilization. That is burnt out life. Burnt out. A devotee cannot be burnt out. So this results to suicide. Since nobody loves me, nobody cares for me, what am I living for? Let me just die. It is cheating. Why is it cheating? It is very easy to borrow money, is it not? Very easy to borrow money, but very, very difficult to pay back. So when we are committing sinful activities, very sweet. I'm enjoying, man. Prabhu, I'm enjoying. Is it not? When we are breaking principle, the way I'm suffering, no, I'm enjoying. This is life. I'm enjoying life. But when the consequences comes, we ask God, why? Why, God? Why are you allowing me to suffer like this? Why? Why we should not suffer? Why? Why we shouldn't suffer? Why? It results to depression, compression, suppression, and suicide. That's it. That's the last one. Suicide. What am I living for? Let me just die. No. We should wait and pay all our debt. That is principle-minded person. Principle-minded person. Pay the debt and be free. Papa give an example of another. You have a house and government are giving you more tax. Big bill for the house. You can break down the house and be free from taxes. That's a crude way. If you're intelligent, make more business, get big money, pay your tax and have your house to live comfortably. That's intelligence. You have your house, you have big money, you have life. You break down the house, you will suffer. Yes. You may not have a big bill to pay, but you will suffer the rent. You're going to go and live under someone's house. In Lagos, Nigeria, to live in a rented house is very, very troublesome. Very troublesome. Every year, they will increase the rent. Every year, they will increase the rent. Every year. So it's better to have your own house than to live in a rented house. Very troublesome. You also live with so many unnecessary people. As tenants, they are tenants. So what they also have right to live. They are not compatible. But you have to deal with that. You have your own house. You are demarcated. So suicide is very dangerous. Very dangerous. So the Prabhupada said, grievously sinful act. Because we are refusing to pay the debt. So let me die. Therefore, when that happens, nature will arrange to keep us in a ghostly body. A ghostly body. Mind, intelligence, and false ego. This body, these three elements constitute the ghostly body. So it is subtle body is still material element, not spiritual. We have the gross body, five elements, subtle body, three elements. Both of them are material. The grievous, the sinful people are deprived of physical body. Lord Shiva is so kind. Bhuta Bhavana. Very kind. He will associate with the ghosts. In this way, he will give them relief from the anxiety, from the pain, the trouble they are undergoing. They are hungry, they cannot eat. They are thirsty, they cannot drink. Therefore, they are very angry, very disturbed. Whenever they see an opportunity, they will enter. They enter that cell, at least to have a body so they can enjoy. So they are always very angry. A hungry man is an angry man. That is true. Except you are a yogi. A yogi is not an angry man. And some yogis are also angry. They are also angry. Some yogis are angry. Only a true devotee is not angry. When he's fasting, he's very, very happy. Very happy. Because he is getting closer to Krishna by making sacrifice. That's divine austerity. It keeps one closer to Krishna. Happy. But Shiva moves with them to give them association. Out of his own free will, he associates with them. So, between 6 and 8 o'clock, Shiva is passing. And if he sees somebody having sex at that time, he will send one, goddess, into the womb. Say, when a woman is pregnant at that time, the soul there is a rakshasa or rakshasi, or a ghostly personality, not a human being. Today, our population is being congested with these personalities because of irregularity in our activities. So Prabhupada mentioned here, we have stepped out. Prabhupada said, he places them into the wombs of women who indulge in sexual intercourse regardless of the restrictions on time and circumstance. This is a scripture. In Samskara book is there. Samskara book is there. A time a woman and the man should meet for a child. The time is given in the scripture. It's our duty to follow that. So the other day yesterday morning, we were mentioning that for Hare Krishna devotees, Samskara, Garbhodham Samskara, it is compulsory for all devotees. It is compulsory, not an option. If I like. It is very dangerous for devotees. Because we know and we have the facility. If you sin in knowledge, we suffer more than a person who is suffering in ignorance. A person who suffers in ignorance is peaceful. Ignorance is peaceful. A person who is suffering in knowledge suffers more, both grossly and subtly. And that is the situation of devotees who are disobedient, not following the restriction of the Vedas. Very dangerous. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he was selected by Bhakti Mundra. He was selected, not imposed on his father and his mother. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was selected. So Bhakti Mundra Thakur was shown all the children. Which one you want? A rare bishop, you come. That's why he selected all the children. Tutu Maharaj, he selected all his children. All their children are devotees. Because they were selected. Our children are imposed on us. Why? Lord Shiva places them into the wombs of women who indulge in sexual intercourse regardless of the restrictions of time and circumstance. It's an offense. The consequences is that the child in the womb is a rakshasa, a rakshashi, a ghost. That is how Kamsa appeared. Kamsa is not the son of Ugrasena. Ugrasena's wife was in a garden at 6 o'clock. And the Rakshasa was passing and saw her. He went there and raped her. That's how Kamsa became the son of Ugrasena. The wife was raped by Rakshasa. So Kamsa Kalanini enter inside the room. And what is activity? Right from the beginning, addresses his father in prison and took over the throne. That's a child? That is not a putra. Can you say it's mutra also? It's a rakshasa. Asura. Asura Baba. Asritya. 6 o'clock. Very dangerous to be the garden at the park, at the junction of roads. And you see people sitting at that time, it's very, very risky, very dangerous. And illicit sex and taking drugs, alcohol, these are the channels which the living entity opens themselves to be possessed. Illicit sex, drugs, alcohol. Being at the park at inauspicious time. If you look at the Vaishnava etiquette book, you see one of the principles is there. Not to be at the park by 6 o'clock. At the garden by 6 o'clock. Because the Shiva is passing that time. To look at those who are disobedient. And then he will send one of the associates, go and enter the world. And they will enter the world. And the whole population is being full of Lord Shiva's associates. So the result is that nobody is happy in this world. Nobody. Yeah. Who is happy here? Because we are being harassed by all living entities in all directions. Apart from the other living entity, the tigers and the wolves in the forest, the human beings, we are harassing each other more than the animals. The ferocious animals in the forest. Look at what we are doing. Even our devotees. Look at our activities. Even as devotees. Look at our activities. If our activity resembles devotees. Devotee activity. A devotee cannot be an anxiety. So anyone is an anxiety, he is doing something else, not devotional service. You do something else, not devotional service. It is that Papa did not create a society for one to come and suffer. The society for suffering is already there. It's already there. No need to create another society for people to come and suffer. So the Papa created a society to get people relieved through the process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami said, pure devotional service will automatically put an end to all distresses. Rupa Goswami. Krishna consciousness put automatic end to all material distress. So why a devotee should be anxiety, frustration, depression, compression? That's not a devotee's life. It's not a devotee, a life of a devotee. Ghost. Lord Shiva associate. A devotee should practice Krishna consciousness joyfully. It doesn't mean that there's no anxiety. There are anxiety for devotees who are really struggling to become successful in Krishna consciousness. They will have more problem. But that problem is spiritual anxiety. Therefore, they are peaceful, not depressed. Anyone who is depressed is not following properly. The Krishna is so kind that he's showing an example to see where we are. Depression, Krishna is showing a signal. We are driving the red light. What do you do? Stop. But we are not stopping. We are just moving. Foolishness. We are not stopping to see. Oh, this and watch. Red light means that you should stop and watch. But Krishna is showing you red signal, depression. Do we stop and watch? We are still struggling, complicating our problems more and more. Let us stop. Red signal, stop. And look at ourselves. Why am I depressed? Right? Yes. We should stop and watch. Why am I depressed? Why am I so frustrated? Why am I full of anxiety?
Is that the red light?
But we're not watching. We're not watching. What we do is, oh, you are making me to suffer. Oh, you are making me to suffer. You are the cause of my problem. But nobody ever said that you are the cause of my happiness.
Right?
Have you ever accused someone of being the cause of your happiness? Huh? You cost my fortune, Prabhu. Do we say it like that to somebody? No, you cost my suffering. This is what we say. Nobody causes anyone's suffering. The red light. Who put the red light? Who put the red light? The government, is it not? So the red light in our life is put to us by Providence to help us see where we are. But we are not watching. Oh, you make me. You are causing my problem. You are my enemy. Oh, you are my this. Wrong. This is wrong. This is ignorance. It's ignorance. So all worshippers of Lord Shiva are ghosts. Including Mayavadis. They are all ghosts. Ghostly beings. Mayavadis are ghosts. So they worship Lord Shiva for relief. So the Prabhupada said here, Lord Shiva or Rudra is the king of the ghosts. Ghostly characters worship Lord Shiva to be gradually guided toward a path of self-realization. The Mayavadis are worshiping Lord Shiva, so Lord Shiva can eventually help them to become Krishna conscious. When one worships Lord Shiva, and the person is given the body, Lord Shiva comes in and chants the Krishna mantra on the ear of his worshippers. Buddha Bhavana. Lord Shiva is very, very kind. Very kind. Buddha Bhavana. And Lord Shiva. It's not? Lord Shiva. So kind, merciful. That he extends himself to the ghost beings. They can get help. This is the nature of devotee. Devotees, they make a lot of sacrifice to help others. So if we are depressed, depressed, suppressed, how are we going to help people? How will we get the compassion to help people? How? We will simply dissipate frustration. Yes. And compress people. Our duty is not to compress people. Our duty is to relieve people from compression, depression, and suppression. That's the duty of a devotee. So we should become devotees to help the whole world get out of compressive situation. So we should worship Lord Shiva, not as ghosts. We should worship Lord Shiva to get Krishna prema. He gives that. He gives that. So Lord Shiva is a Digpala. He is a protector in every holy place. You see Lord Shiva. Because he's a protector. He's so merciful. Every holy place. There's no whole place without Lord Shiva. He has to protect that place. That's his duty. So those who are very, very fortunate, they have a mantra, they chant to beg Lord Shiva whenever they enter. The mantra to chant when they enter holy place, to beg Lord Shiva for mercy when you enter holy places. We should learn these mantras and be chanting them. Very important. Very nice. Hello, Shiva. Instead of looking at him from the other side, the wrong side, you should look at him on the right side. A devotee is an opportunist. So, a devotee. Always take advantage of every situation to serve Krishna. To make advancement in Krishna consciousness. That's a devotee. Opportunist. So Brahma said, material suicide causes loss of the physical body. And spiritual suicide causes loss of the individual identity. Both sides. If you commit material suicide, if you take poison to die, that is, we will lose our physical body. Our physical body, we will miss that. Physical suicide, our body is lost. Spiritual suicide, we will lose our identity. That means we merge into a fullness of Krishna. That is suicide. No form, no activity, no varieties of life, no enjoyment. Just one place. Is this a punishment? And somebody asks you to stay in this room. Don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. Just stay in one place. Don't even move in this room. Just sit in one place. How long can we do that? How long can we do that? Just for 1 hour, we are turning and twisting and shaping, adjusting. But for years, you are asked to sit in one place for years. Yes, it's impossible in a subtle body. In a gross body, it's difficult. In a subtle body, it's difficult. So we have a subtle body so we can endure the torture in the hell. Subtle body. We use a subtle body in the hellish planet so we can face the torture. The physical body will give it up, but a subtle body will not give it up. We say higher than this body. So we'll be able to face all the pain of torture in the hellish planet through subtle body. Subtle body. Who can face it? All right? Mayavadi philosophers desire to lose their individuality and merge into the impersonal spiritual Brahmajyoti existence. That is suicide. So Krishna, so give them the chance. Ye yatamam papadante tamsadaiva bhajaniya. As a surrender to me, I reward accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects. A gyani one knowledge, Krishna gives. Because he wants to Krishna gives. Devotee one devotion, Krishna gives. Mayapadi is the yogis want to merge into Krishna. Krishna also gives. Or yogi want mystic power. Krishna gives. Whatever we want from Krishna, we get. And we pay for the result of our unnecessary desires. Our unnecessary desire is making us to suffer in this world. So we have to change our desire or purify our desire. Look at Christian conscious desire. That is the whole process of Christian consciousness. Hare Krishna.
You mentioned Sanyaya.
Yes.
6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, that is a good.
Yes.
This time you say Sanyaya, you do arti Sanyaya.
Yes.
Is it auspicious or?
Yes, that is how we do arti. That is how we do it, we do arti, the end of the day, to create auspiciousness. It's better for us to be in an arti than to be at the park. It's a auspicious time we are creating. We are ending the day with auspiciousness.
Ghosts can not come out.
Yes. Yes. 6 o'clock. The plant sleeps. 6 o'clock. You see, some animals also never eat. Some animals, they never eat 6 o'clock. Their mouth closed. Not eating. But devotees are eating till 10 o'clock in the night. Yes, we can label it prasadam. But the thing is that we are eating till late in the night. It is not good for a devotee.
Lord Shiva is a very great Vaishnava.
Yes.
Now Srimad Bhagavatam, I see, is the king of the ghosts.
Yes.
If he is king of the ghosts, then Lord Shiva is also a ghost. Is like this?
Lord Shiva is a master. He's a master. He's not a ghost. He's a master. He is a lord of ignorance, but he's not in ignorance. That is his service out of his compassion to do for living entity. He's not in ignorance and he's not a ghost. Yes. He's a master, not the ghost. Usually in the material consideration, the king is from that country, right? He's from that place. So he is the aggregate consciousness of the citizens. But in the spiritual circle, it is different. But Shiva is the master. He's the master. He's not within that jurisdiction. He's above.
Like the roaches in the...
Yes, in the water. Yes. So he is... not ignorant person, he's not foolish person. Otherwise, he cannot be a Mahajan. And he cannot represent Krishna in that high level. And also, Lord Shiva is not a Jiva. So here, you see, Lord Shiva and Rudra are not the same. We mix them together, but they're not the same. Rudras are Lord Shiva's expansions. Yes, there is expansion, which are children of Brahma. But Rudra himself is a father of Brahma. Lord Shiva himself, Sambhu, is a father of Brahma. Brahma is Jiva, but Shiva is not Jiva. So Shiva can create innumerable Brahmas without difficulty. But Brahma cannot create Shiva. So Shiva has two sides. He's Lord Vishnu and has a demigod side.
He's come from Brahma.
That is Rudra. That is Rudra, not Sambhu. That is not Sambhu. Sambhu does not come from forehead of Brahma. No. No, that is Rudra. Rudra. Yes. Sambhu is glance of Krishna. Of Vishnu is glance. That's Sambhu. Yes. Glance of Vishnu is Vishnu. Yeah, Vishnu. Yeah. Vishnu's glance is Vishnu. That is Sambhu. But Rudra, it came from Brahma's forehead. That's Rudra. Thank you, Krishna. Yes.
He said he enjoyed the work for women.
Yes, for women.
I wanted him to expatiate on it. Because here, sadly, chaste lady.
Yes.
When the chaste lady, one is called a chaste lady, just like you said, a mother.
Yes.
A mother cannot be a mother unless he has produced Krishna conscious children.
Yes.
So if the lady is chaste and is demanding sex at irregular time, can we still use the word sadly?
Yes. The activities which are providential, the activities which are personal, this is providential. Therefore, she is still sadhvi. Gandhari also addressed as sadhvi in the first country. But look at activities. It doesn't show that he is sadhvi.
But her qualities are nice. Her qualities are good. She is a cultured woman who knows the value of life. I shouldn't be superior to my husband. Yes, she performed that austerity and she became very powerful. Even a slight glimpse at the feet of Yudhishthira must have turned black. Yes. Provincial situations are different from individual activities. That is her case.
Well, the last one is, you also said you should know it. Mantra or Shiva, when you enter a room, or you switch off the network.
Yes, because I didn't have it here. It's my note. So I can give you a letter. I have mantras to chant, begging Lord Shiva to enter the dam. He can protect our case. Otherwise, we go to holy place and create inauspiciousness for ourselves and get ourselves destroyed. To be a devotee does not give us right to become whimsical. We don't have right to become whimsical because we are devotees. The fact that we are devotees entails we should do the right thing to show others good example. That is our duty. That is one. Second side, if one is so powerful to engage the ghostly beings in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, wonderful. Lord Shiva is doing. He's not affected by the ghost activities. He is not, because he's the master, he's not controlled by them. So if we are powerful like Lord Shiva, we can help all the entities. That's wonderful. We should do it. Why not? We should do it.
That's why when there's someone is processed, you do a house program and take care of their house.
Yes. If we are so devoted and we are not affected, so we should continue. We should not drive them away. We should keep them and engage them in Krishna consciousness. Yes? It's Sarana Bhattita Maharaj, he wrote something in his book. We should engage them in chanting with us. So if you know that science, powerful. Instead of driving them away, we should engage them in chanting at Krishna.
Right?
It will be wild kirtan. Right? Yes, sir. Ghost will approach Krishna in the altar. How? That
That's what we're trying to understand. Some people, the ghost is already living with them before becoming devotee. The ghost is already living there before one becomes a devotee. So what to do? And say you are going to be an environment or devotional environment, what to do? It's already there. So the pujari has to chant mantra to appease them. So auspicious they can be corrected. Right? So Krishna does not stop other entity from functioning doing that. Krishna does not stop anybody. Because he is not the one disturbed. It is we who are disturbed by what is happening. It has nothing to do with all this. We have to deal with it. So to create auspiciousness, the mantras are chanted to create auspiciousness. We blow the conch shell. You think they do this in Goloka Vrindavan? They blow conch shells and purify a place? No. It's here. It's here, in this place, in material world, that all these things are done. Not in Goloka. Hare Krishna. Yes, sir.
Huh?
I didn't understand the question.
He wants to know the personality that is Nani.
Okay. Nandi is expansion of Krishna. You're not ordinary bull. When Krishna expanded himself as Krishna and Radharani, after that, innumerable gopis and the gopas, they came out from Krishna's body. After Sri Mataji. After the gopis and the gopas came out, then the cows and the bulls came out from Krishna's body. Not created, they all came and manifested from Krishna's body. And out of the bulls that came out from Krishna's body, Lord Krishna look at the one that has the strength of 10,000 lions.
10,000 lions.
Yes. So Krishna selected that and gave to Shiva. That is Nandi. So Nandi is not an ordinary animal. He's from Krishna directly. And Krishna gave Lord Shiva the bull as his carrier. As his vehicle. So he can do his job very nicely. That's the origin of Nandi. So when we see Nandi, we should show him respect. And consider all these Buddhas. He's not a Buddha. He's so powerful. He caused Ravana to be killed by monkeys. See, Nandi. He has power to. Ravana was in the sky. Nandi brought him down. Ravana was shocked because nobody has ever done that to him. He goes everywhere. But Nandi brought him down. So Nandi asked him, "Why you know?" He said, "Why you to ask me that? Why? I'm going to meet Lord Shiva." Nandi said, "You cannot go there. You cannot go there. That means you don't know me. Oh, monkey. And they say, you call me monkey? All right. As a monkey, I will destroy you. Yeah, but here you are, you to talk to me, monkey. And it's all right. So he went to Shiva. And then he tried to disturb Lord Shiva from his meditation. Lord Shiva didn't mind him. And Ravana wanted to lift Kailas mountain with Lord Shiva. So the Vasudha opened his eye a little and saw what happened. So his hand was there. So he just used his toe and pressed it back. So he sees his hand inside. So his name became Ravana. So when he cried, so Lord Shiva showed some pity. So he removed his hand. He ran away. So Lord Ramachandra used monkeys to kill Ravana. Nandi cast him. Vedabati cast him. Vedabati came as Ravana's daughter. Sita Devi is Ravana's daughter. Because when she was practicing austerity to get Lord Vishnu as her husband, Ravana came there. After he finished with Lord Shiva, he came there. From the air, he saw the beauty of Vedavati was so attractive that the also brought Ravana down. Ravana expected the whole environment. This girl doing austerity here, the husband will be around. He searched everywhere. He didn't see it. Anyway, even if there is a man there who is a husband, that is nothing. So Ravana came. Oh, beautiful lady. I am the king. I have everything to take care of you. Why are you wasting your youth for this austerity? Don't waste this youth. You should enjoy it with me. When you are old, then you can take to Krishna consciousness. This is a waste of time. Don't waste that time. Become my wife. Vedabhati said, please, just go back to where you come from. Immediately, just go. But Ravana cannot go because she was not properly dressed. In the forest, she was not dressed properly. She just used some leaves to cover. So half of her breasts were showing up. When Ravana saw that, was glued to the breast. He had no single strength left in his body to step away. Even when she continuously shouted at him, go back, go. He couldn't go. He's glued to the ground. I cannot go from here. I want you. So to break her austerity, Ravana held her head. Vedabhati was so angry. She used her hand, not a cutlass. She used her hand, cut off the head. And she told Ravana, because you have polluted me performing austerity, I'm going to come back and destroy you for this offense you've committed. Ravana has so many curses on his head. Nandi cursed him. Vedabhati cursed him. One demigod, Gandharva, also cursed him because he insulted his wife. He cursed him. He has all these curses on his head. So after doing this, she ignited the fire. The air from inside, he connected with the air outside, and body went into flame. So she gave her body.
and she was born as Ravana's daughter. So astrologer told Ravana, this is your daughter, it's your enemy. She will kill you. So you better find a way to deal with her now. So Ravana ordered his men to, it's a small baby, to throw the baby away. So they put the baby in a box and threw away. By providence, this baby flew up to Nepal and she fell there in Nepal. So when Janak Maharaj was plowing the field, he raised this box and opened the box. The shining, beautiful girl was inside. He was so happy. I got it. So he gave the baby to his wife. That is Sita Devi. It's Ravana's daughter. The foster daughter of Janak Maharaj. The original father is Ravana. So Bhagavad Gita and Krishna explain the intricacy of karma is very difficult to understand. It's 4:17. Karma is very difficult. I can't know what. So karma did not, Kamsa didn't, I'm sorry, Ravana didn't know that Sita Devi is his daughter. So when she was to select her husband, Ravana also came there to come and marry his daughter. See, providence. So powerful. Providence. Hare Krishna. But this is done, Saraswati Thakur, this appearance key. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Nitai Gopama Anandi, all glories to Sadhguru.
Jai Shri Krishna. Ki jaya.